Welcome back to RSN Central. We had a chat to Ryan Arnell with Michael Falgate's show on Racing Pulse this morning because his colt by Toronado is about to go through the ring. He's one of the most talked about horses on day number three. And Ryan joins us now because he's about to go into the auditorium and the sales ring, and he's out the back just parading. And we've already had a little bit of a scare. I got a little bit nervous there, mate, but he's okay.
Yeah, no, everything's fine. So when we're out here, we're always... this is the pre-parade ring, and we're having a look at who's looking at our horse, who's having their final inspections. It's natural for the horses to be a bit wound up, especially a horse that's been so as busy as he has all week. This is his eighth day on complex now, and he's probably feeling himself a bit. It probably doesn't help there's a couple of fillies in around him here too. And we've got some really good leaders here and really good handlers, and when we've got our horses here for our big parade day, we've always got the best of staff.
He's about to go now. We're about to head towards the auditorium, and he's just out the back at the moment. So this is his time. He'll stand here by himself before he goes into the ring. And this is just another important part. You like to see him nice and relaxed here now.
Yeah, again, he's here. We'll do any final touch-ups before he gets to show himself on TV. See how he calms down. We might see some people come here and just look at him one last final time before they pop in this back door and hopefully go and put their hand up for him.
He's up and about too, and geez, he's a lovely looking son of Toronado, and geez, the Toronados have been so popular, and we're about to walk into the sales ring now because he isn't far away.
Yeah, no, they've been very popular. I think he knows he's a bit of a sales topper here, so he's really showing himself off right at the moment.
Yeah, he is actually, because he's turning around. And who's looking after him?
Adam Rumsby is looking after him. Most people in the sales world would know Adam. He's been a really good guy. He's always there to help us out, and a very good leader, and one of the better ones around Australasia, I'd say.
He's got his hands full here because he's right on his toes, but geez, his job's pretty important right now.
Well, it's not just the pressure on us looking after our client. Our handlers and the handlers across the whole complex put a lot of time and very passionate about what they do, working with these horses. So for him to even bring this horse through and have full control of a horse that's potentially so special is it's a massive pressure for him as well.
We're with Ryan Arnell here. He's colt by Toronado, lot 584, is about to go through the sales ring. He's the most talked about colt basically for day three of the English Melbourne Premier sale, of course, from Stonehouse Thoroughbreds. And Ryan's about to walk up now and have a chat to the auctioneer, and they'll discuss the reserve, and he's about to come through the ring right now, and you'll talk to the auctioneer now, mate, about the reserve, so we won't get into that conversation.
We
so but
no on radio, but,
you're ready to go now.
Yeah, we're ready to go. He's the reserve, to be honest, is low. We know there's enough interest in him, so we're here to enjoy it now. We've got an idea of who might be on it, and we just keep the eyes across the crowd here and see who puts their hand up.
What kind of start do you want? Do you want them to start at 100, 150,000?
Oh, look, it's interesting. There's so many fun and games. Here we go. The first bid is online, so we don't even know who's putting their hand up. So there's a lot of fun and games when it comes to this, and a lot of people like to play a bit coy and hide, and it's interesting standing up here now and seeing where people are positioned and what they're actually going to do.
So how many times would he have been out here before he gets into the ring?
Paraded out
the back?
He's done over 160 parades, so individual parades. So you can imagine why he's a bit tired and a bit stressed out himself now. But it's a lot of work for such a young horse.
You tap me on the shoulder when they pass the reserve, and it'll be exciting. But we might take in now the auction here for lot 584, the son of Toronado. There we go. So we're past the reserve. So it's you can relax now.
We're on the market here. So whatever happens from here is what the buyer thinks of him.
Is that the best feeling?
Yeah, it is a bit of a relax that we know that he's selling, and now it's up to the buyer to decide what they how they actually value him.
Yeah. The first race from Devonport's not far away. We do have to go to that race in Tassie, but hopefully that race hurries up. But lot 5.8 for the son of Toronado, 270,000 now.
Yeah, he's getting up there. There's still a few active players around here. People, there's a bit of a bullish bid there, and there's a lot of people still interested, and I think we could still keep going a bit from here.
So what are you thinking?
Look, between you and I right now and whoever else is listening, we could be a 400 to 500 here. We'll see.
That'll be something else.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely be the highest priced Toronado. So it's a bit special for the Victorian breeders, with Toronado being a Victorian sire and great for this Victorian sale.
All right, we'll go to Devonport then come back.
Showing the way up to the home corner, I'm Back going for the rails run and was able to grab the lead at the top of the straight. Zuha, the outside, has raced up to put the head in front from I'm Back, and Zuha defeats I'm Back and Cast a Shadow third from Hiccup and Misha to Wanna Be Me. Then we had Hiccup, Finley, Bridwood, Everest and Fast Gadget. They're running the first 26.10. And Adam Whitford training Quinella.
So 5.1 and 2, the numbers there. We are live back here at the Inglis Melbourne Premier Sale. We're with Ryan Arnell. He's got his Colt by Toronado through the sale ring as we speak. We're at the back here. We're at right at the front of the auditorium. 460,000 now, Ryan.
Yeah, we're getting up there now. I think we might be down to just two bidders now. So
do you know who the bidders are?
I do. One's actually online. That's got me a bit questioning a couple of things, but as I said before, we know a couple of people can be a bit coy, so we'll see.
So your client, is he here today?
Sorry?
Your client here who owns...
Yeah, he's here. I'm just trying to spot him as well and see his facial expressions at the moment. But he's on the wall over here, so he's got a nice little smile.
Yeah, he'll be happy right now because there we go. 460,000.
Yeah, very well done. Mike Moroney. So that's an excellent judge of a horse, and really impressed with that. That's going to be a great stable for him.
Yeah, and did that exceed your expectations, mate? Or we're just going into the wrong way, but it's a great result there for the team at Stonehouse Thoroughbreds, and we might have a chat to the owner because he's just got a terrific result there with his son of Toronado, and obviously I think he purchased the mare for around $6,000 in foal to Extra Brute, which it's a half. And congratulations now for Luke Arnell and their team is something else, and we might see if we can catch up with the lucky owner. He's just like he's won an election. He's getting lots of handshakes and congratulations. Must be a terrific feeling, and the people getting around you as well, mate.
Well, you see that's the passion of the industry, isn't it? Like everybody here, they're not even connected to the horse, and they're just so impressed and so happy for a Victorian breeder and the whole Victorian sale in general.
Yeah, and you're, of course, farm just based in central Victoria. So it's a big result for Stonehouse as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great result for us. It's almost a small little advertising feature that it's great to know that people are willing to buy those good quality horses off us, and it gives us good confidence and good faith that we can keep doing this into the future.
And obviously to get an opportunity to sell a horse like that, does it help your business out now that you get other breeders that come up to you and say, okay, look after my stock and go and do what you just did then?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've been building up our brand for a bit now, and it is getting to that point where there's full confidence. We've had excellent comments on the way our horses have been presented here at the sale. So it's just another boost of confidence going forward with the business.
So how many more horses have you got left to sell today?
What have we got? We've got 5 left to go now. So yeah, getting there, slowly getting there.
The pressure's off?
Yeah, the pressure off the big one, that's for sure. But there's still, every client matters and every horse matters to us. So we've still got some smaller ones in session two that we need to work on. So we've got to put our head down and keep plugging away now.
Well, congratulations, Ryan. Thanks for letting us in once again. But job well done, and sensational stuff, and enjoyed tonight.
Good stuff. Thank you very much.
There's Ryan Arnell from Stonehouse Thoroughbred.